Our next item is conditional use number 1837, Harold J. Bowden.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify the record on that last motion, Mr. Johnson will not participate.
Yes, motion carried 4-0, Mr. Johnson not participating.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain from this CU 1837 because I was not present at the public hearing.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Concerning 1837, I will participate as I was there.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1834. No, wait a minute, I got the wrong one. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of 1837 for Howard J. Bowden for the renewal and continuation of a construction storage yard based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. This is a site of a conditional use for the same purpose that was granted by County Council in November of 1993. According to ordinance number 937, approving the conditional use in 1933, the use of this property was also in existence for 10 years prior to that time. Because this recommendation for approval is for the use that has been in existence for more than 25 years, there will not be any change in circumstances affecting traffic and neighboring and adjacent properties. The recommendation is subject to several conditions that are intended to clean up the current use of the property and limit any impact that the use has on neighboring and adjacent properties throughout its existence. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 7 vehicles or pieces of equipment stored on the property, and all of the equipment and vehicles stored must be operational. There shall be no fuel stored on the site. As proposed by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. weekdays. No blacktop or asphalt products shall be stored on the property. There shall not be any signage permitted on the property. Any security lighting shall be installed so that they are screened from shining on neighboring properties or Old Mill Road. The approval shall be limited to a 5-year period, or 5 years from the date of adoption of the ordinance approving the conditional use by County Council. This conditional use shall expire upon the transfer or sale of the property to anyone other than the applicant, Richard Bowden. There shall not be any repair work performed on the site. The construction storage yard shall be fenced to completely screen it from view of the neighboring and adjacent properties. The final site plan shall show the location of the fence surrounding the storage yard. The final site plan shall indicate all areas for vehicle equipment storage, material storage, employee parking. All of these usage shall be within the fenced area as shown on the final site plan. The applicant's residence shall be separate from the fenced construction storage yard to maintain the residential appearance of the property. Materials stored on this site shall be limited to stone and topsoil. The site is to be used by only one contractor. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just one clarification. I think I heard Mr. Burton say that the conditional use was approved in 1933. I think
1993.
It was 1993. Okay, I want to make sure that was correct in the record.
For my birthday.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1837, Harold J. Bowden, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Yeah, good.
Carried.